You know, when you think of the term "show me the money," what comes to mind? You know, is it that famous scene in Jerry Maguire where Cuba Gooding Jr. is jumping up and down and freaking out? Well, there is a young man from the townships, from Melbourne, actually, who would have actually exchanged money, currency, with his own image on it without being aware that that's actually what was going on. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, well, what's that all about? Who's this royalty that you speak of? Well, he's not actually royalty, but he's a part of our armed forces. And it just so happens that Master Corporal, I believe that's right, is that the right rank, Mike?
Yes, it is.
Master Corporal Mike Vien, who grew up in Melbourne, went to Richmond Regional High School, and has been with the Armed Forces for quite some time now, is the soldier featured on the new Poppy Quarter that's been in circulation. And that's what I'm going to call it. I know it's a commemorative veterans quarter,
yes.
But people think of it as, they will call it like they see it, right? So it's the...
Exactly.
It's the poppies on there. So, Mike, tell us this story. How did this come to be?
How it all came to be, in 2008, I was with the Veterans Affairs Canada, and we did a pilgrimage to South Korea. And at one of the ceremonies that we did at the Canadian-Korean War Memorial Gardens, there was a picture taken of me there.
Right.
In 2008. So I went to work this week. I received an email from the Sergeant Major at the from the Directorate of the History and Heritage saying, guess who's on the back of the new 25-cent quarter? And there's a picture of me in Kapyong, if I remember correctly. And then there's me right on the freaking quarter.
That is just... It's incredible, and I've actually seen the two pictures, and
yeah.
And I'll actually post them online so that our listeners can view them, so they can see the picture of you and the quarter itself. It's what an incredible thing!
Exactly,
a townships boy on our money. You know, that's pretty remarkable. Now, tell me, like, what's your military history? Tell me about how you got involved in the armed forces and how you continued on that path.
Okay. Well, it goes back a long, long time ago, about 13 years ago exactly. I joined the Sherbrooke Hussars the 19th of January of 1998.
Right.
So I joined the Sherbrooke Hussars. I spent 4 years in reserves there. In 2002, I joined the regular forces as a mobile support equipment operator.
Mm-hmm.
I was posted in 5th Service Battalion in Valcarte. After that, I was posted to 3 Area Support Group in Gagetown.
Yes.
While I was in Gagetown, also I was I had an opportunity to go to the 60th anniversary of the liberation of the Netherlands in Holland as a VIP driver for 3 weeks.
Wow.
So I got to experience that also. Previous to that, when I was in the Sherbrooke Hussars, I went to Hong Kong and Japan for the 55th anniversary of the liberation of the Canadian prisoners of war.
That's so interesting. My brother was a part of the VJ Day
yes, he was.
Group in 94?
Chad went on the 50th one.
Yeah, yeah, wow. I totally remember that. We have a lot of interesting photos from that adventure with Jean Chrétien and other people involved.
Yes.
So you would have gone on the 55th. That's
the
really
55th,
interesting.
Yeah.
Two boys from Richmond who, so my brother Chad, for all you listeners out there who are wondering who the heck I'm talking about, yeah, would have gone on the anniversary 5 years prior to that. Okay, so continue on. There's more.
Okay, so after that, when I was in Gagetown, I did a tour of duty in Haiti in 2004, Operation Halo, which was from March until August.
Mm-hmm.
After that was done, I was posted to Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu
mm-hmm.
as an instructor there. And while I was in Saint-Jean, that's in 2008, that was when I was chosen again to go on the third trip with Veterans Affairs Canada to South Korea. We were in Seoul for 3 days and Busan for 3 days. Then in 2009, I was posted to Canadian Forces Base Borden. I'm an instructor at the Canadian Forces School of Administration and Logistics for the Transportation Cadre. I'm currently an evasive anti-terrorist driving instructor and a QL5 instructor.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's interesting. I think often when people imagine enlisting, there are very basic things that kind of come to mind as far as what you will experience. But the opportunities that actually lie therein.
They are endless.
Amazing.
You know, a guy from a pretty small town being able to go and experience all of these things, you know.
Well, you know, I think that if my dad had his way, that's probably how his life would have really unfolded. He was regimental sergeant major of the Sherbrooke Hussars, but wound up kind of taking over the family business, and that became more of just remaining with the reserves, but something that was probably always his biggest passion. So it's that there's quite a military history of respect in the Richmond area. I think too, like one of the interesting things about growing up in the Eastern Townships is particularly with Armistice and other activities like that throughout the year, you get to know who the veterans that live in your community are.
Exactly.
But now the veterans and the average age has plummeted, and it's back down it's back down where it was when
post World War II.
Yeah, exactly.
So the veterans coming back from Afghanistan and various other missions also.
That's right. Were you in Afghanistan?
No, I have not been to Afghanistan.
But I believe your brother-in-law has been.
Shauna's husband. My sister is also in the military, and her husband served in. He served in Afghanistan, and I think it was in 2007, 2008, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and as a medic, I believe.
As a medic,
right?
With Petawawa.
So it's quite something. The family has this current military history, which is pretty something. Wow, so much to be proud of too. Now, if there are, say, I've got younger listeners out there who are or people who are just contemplating the idea of enlisting, what are the things that you think that they should know, or what would you tell them?
Well, if you're willing to enlist, from what I've seen with my experiences in Saint Jean, at least be in shape.
Yes.
That's the primordial thing. Be in shape, willing to accept change. Self-discipline is a big one, and teamwork is number one.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, wow. You just laid it right out there.
Yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
And particularly, you know, I think for people who are considering it, to don't wait to get in shape once you enlist.
No, it's kind of too late. So you want to go there, at least be able to do the basics, but you want to be able to do a little bit more than that.
Yeah, wow.
If you come into boot camp not prepared properly, you have a chance of getting injured too.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's about remaining healthy and that sort of thing too. So, describe what the poppy quarter looks like in case anybody hasn't seen one.
Well, the poppy quarter itself, there's two stamped poppies on it. It's not like the one from the previous year.
Mm-hmm.
There is myself. I'm a sleeper on.
For some reason, the very end of that interview cut off. I'm going to have to check and see what went on with that, but there wasn't very much left. So you caught the gist of it. It was Mike Vien of Melbourne, grew up in the Melbourne area, and he appeared. He is the guy that you see on the quarter. It's absolutely amazing. What a cool thing. What an amazing thing. Anyway, I hope he has a chance to come home for the holidays. And something tells me the family is going to have heavier pockets.